Women are always dealing with lots of issues in life, at work, at home, in society in general. This is Lisa Berry, and there's a special Women's Issues Town Hall taking place Wednesday evening at the Scio Township Hall in Ann Arbor. And we're joined right now on 89.1 WEMU by one of the co-hosts of the event, State Senator Rebecca Warren. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
I guess more accurately put, this is a progressive women's caucus town hall listening session. That's a lot going on. First, I guess we should begin with who is participating with you.
Yeah, so the Progressive Women's Caucus is a bicameral group of legislators that came together a couple of years ago with policymakers, other stakeholders who work on issues of importance to Michigan's women, children, and their families, on wide-ranging topics from reproductive rights and justice to domestic and sexual violence protection to economic issues and education issues that are particular to the needs of women and families. So we have a great group of folks that will be joining us Wednesday night, including a couple other of our legislative colleagues, Representative Christine Gregg from Oakland County, Representative Stephanie Chang from Detroit and Wayne County, and then really a large number of organizations that will be there to sort of explain kind of the work that they do, from Planned Parenthood, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, Mothering Justice, Success by Six, the great organization locally that does work for our early childhood education.
Is there an agenda with a list of topics?
There is, yeah. So we have a list of topics that we thought were kind of critical at this time to talk about. Obviously, the economy, workforce issues, pay equity issues, kind of top of mind for a lot of folks, domestic and sexual assault prevention, reproductive rights, and educational opportunities. And we'll have a group of folks on a panel who will be explaining the work that we're currently doing in Lansing and around the state to bring these topics to the forefront of the legislative agenda. And then we will be hoping to hear from the folks who are able to participate with us and be there on Wednesday night to ask the questions that are top of mind for them, and really want it to be as much of an interactive kind of opportunity as it possibly can be.
This is billed as a listening tour. Is the point just to take input, or will you be discussing solutions as well?
A lot of the information that we've seen, this is not the first one of these that's happened around the state. There's been a couple already. And certainly, I think folks who have participated in the last couple of months as we've been doing these around the state have been really interested in what kinds of things we're working on and how they can help. So a lot of folks that are somewhat savvy and want to help raise attention in their part of the world to these issues. But a lot of folks really want to tell us, what we've seen is they really want to tell us how the things that are happening in Lansing and Washington are impacting their lives. The listening tour part of this really is to hear, where people think things are really just not working right, whether it is in healthcare or it's education or it's our economic policies. And so we want to know what those issues are so that we can make sure that we're incorporating them into our fall agenda. I think, as you know, and a lot of your listeners probably know, our summer schedule gets a little bit light in the legislature. We don't have a lot of session days and committee meetings, but starting after Labor Day, we go back in with full force. And this is just a great opportunity for us to be prepared and to have the information from local citizens, local women and their families, find out what is top priority for them as we go back, to a full schedule in Lansing in September.
Are you hearing about more concerns or different concerns for women in light of the new presidential administration?
As I would put it, I think we hear a different level of concern, right? So some of them are not new issues. I think they're issues that we've talked about for a long time that have been of concern to women in this country and in this state. But I think there is a greater level of concern, and how that it really does play out in these kinds of events. It is not uncommon for us to see, a 5- or 10-fold turnout at these kinds of events as what we would have seen, a year ago or a year and a half ago. So people are definitely paying attention. They understand that there's a lot at risk right now, and that things that I think a lot of us sort of could get a little complacent about or take for granted, like access to our basic birth control, our access to, equal educational or economic opportunities, are really things we have to be worried about right now. So I don't know that they're necessarily new concerns, but they're definitely elevated concerns.
Do you think you're making any progress, or we are making any progress in actually changing things like pay equity?
No, know, pay equity has been a tough one. We've been working in this state. You know, you've talked to me a few times about this, I think, over the years. It's something I've been working on my tenure in the legislature for a long time. And we just, Michigan is one of those states we're just not seeing the progress that some other states are seeing. There's still a really large pay equity gap. And so women in the state and their families really are expected to get by and make ends meet and, you know, put food on the table and pay their electric bill with less resources than their male counterparts are to do when they're doing the exact same job with the same responsibilities. And I think what is happening with all of the increased attention in sort of what's happening in Washington, I think a lot more people are starting to really pay attention and think, is this really true? Can this be, can this really be a thing in Michigan in 2017? And what we're seeing, which I think is a really incredible sort of turning point for us potentially, is we're seeing more women come out and put themselves forward to run for office. And I think that is something that is going to really be necessary to change some of the dynamics, both in, you know, at the state capitol and our nation's capital. And we've got women coming out in every part of the state saying, I want to be part of the solution. And I think that can really be a game changer for us.
We're talking to State Senator Rebecca Warren about a women's issues town hall happening Wednesday evening. And you mentioned about women coming out. There's been a lot of women's marches happening, and I think more are coming.
Yeah, we just saw an announcement this week that the big national women's march is going to do their events, their upcoming event in Detroit. So their national event, instead of doing it, you know, in D.C. or New York or California, they're actually coming to Detroit to do the national event, which could be very exciting, I think, for our state just to have that level of energy and an emphasis on Michigan sort of in advance of the 2018 elections. It's very exciting news.
Finally, do you think women walk a fine line in being true to themselves but being taken seriously at work or by other men?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I think as American women, right, we're socialized to have a lot of sort of ability to multitask and bring people together and bring people along. And so there's a lot of research that shows some pretty amazing things about women elected officials, that we tend to actually be a lot more productive in terms of getting things done than our male counterparts. And that when we do get things done, we do it in a more bipartisan and inclusive way, because it's just kind of our way that we deal with things, a little bit more looking for win-wins as opposed to sort of enforcing our sort of outcome or our will on folks. I do think it's, you know, it to be successful in, certainly in the role of a policymaker, you have to deal with a lot of different types of personalities. And I think you have to be a little flexible. So I hope that it's not true that too many women, especially sort of women elected officials, don't feel like they can be themselves. But I do think we're put in situations where you have to be very adaptable and you have to kind of, I think, work a little bit more creatively and a little bit, honestly, a little bit harder, a little bit high level to get the same outcomes that our male counterparts do. It's just still, unfortunately, still true.
Lots to talk about. It's a Women's Issues Town Hall taking place Wednesday evening at the Scio Township Hall in Ann Arbor. State Senator Rebecca Warren will be there. Thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much.